Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to 1P Talk, One Purpose Blog Talk Radio Show. I am the editor and owner of One Purpose Magazine, and I am here with another week of our community chat, where we bring you self-love talk, culture topics, and main topics that are centered around health, wellness, and mental health. Thank you for tuning in to our weekly podcast. I hope you are here to enjoy the show.
Hey, 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 what's up? It's your girl Neo from One Purpose Magazine. I am here on One Purpose Blog Talk Radio Show to bring you another episode of me just chatting about some stuff, loving on you with a little bit of talk. And this week, I have had a little bit of a run-in with the idea of humility. So I wanted to just bring this chat to my One Purpose magazine, my One Purpose radio show, because I talked about it in the article in the blog on One Purpose magazine. So I shared it and put the idea of, just defining and remembering what humility is. Because oftentimes I feel like that people will come for you, reminding you to stay humble in their lack of understanding of what humility is. For me, humility is your submission to God, to serve onto others, to lower yourself to the calling of the Father in order for you to be useful and purposeful in this world. It has absolutely nothing to do with me bowing down to anyone, with me watching my tongue or what I say based off of your insecurities. It has nothing to do with me becoming smaller to make you feel comfortable. That's not what humility is. And I think that in this world that we live in today, so many people are on their own ego trips. So many people are on their own ego trips that they overlook the fact that God is in control, not them. God is the one who leads and directs people into their purpose and into their destiny. They don't have control over that. They may have control over the manipulations and the games of this world, but they don't have control over what God is doing in someone else's life. So they... these people, other folks, people, human condition. That's all it is human condition. You know, it's not, I'm not seeing it as if folks are evil. They just may be well-intentioned. Their intentions may be good. But because of their lack of understanding and their immaturity, spiritual immaturity, worldly immaturity, and not just understanding what elevation looks like, spiritual elevation, freedom to be who you are, like without having to prove to anyone or feeling like you are in a season where you are proving yourself and showing yourself and trying to make yourself likable. See, it's people who've elevated beyond that. And if you haven't reached that space in your individualism, then when you're offended by people who are free like that, it's very clear. Because people who have gained their freedom wings, if you will, can see right through the things that you say, because 9 times out of 10, it's been them. You know, they walked in condemnation because they didn't have a full understanding, or we didn't. I like to include myself in the category, or else I don't think I would be speaking on it, you know, but just because I believe that I can stand rightful in front of God knowing that I'm imperfect, but I know that every day I ask for the Holy Spirit to help guide me in every decision that I make, in my words, in my tongue, if I'm talking to somebody, if I'm giving advice, if I'm saying something, I open myself to have the Holy, to yield to the Holy Spirit. So, you know, it's not an easy thing because we get caught up in our flesh, and I have to sometimes repent and go back and say, God, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said this. I shouldn't have said it this way. I should have delivered in another way. I should have came in. Like, that's a constant thing. It's a constant thing when you are when you're saved to go back and repent, and that's the humility right there. You know, when you go before God and you lower yourself. So let me get some definitions, because I don't like people to be unclear. Wait a minute, before I get some definitions, I'm going to come back with that. Let's hit this song up. We are a few minutes in, so I don't want to wear y'all out with my talking and blabbing. Although we are here for talk, I still want to hit you up with a song, play a song to break the monotony, all right? This is a song by Deuce Williams. Here it is. That was Deuce Williams, What's On Your Mind, which is something that we often have to think about. What's on our minds? I could hit some of those notes, too. I'm just kidding. But back to what I was saying, what's on my mind this week is the conversation about humility and how we can stand firm in it, knowing that we humble ourselves before God, not man, but God. And I wanted to define some of those terms. I wanted to define giving you a couple definitions or a few definitions for humility. So one way is a modest or low view of one's importance. If you know that you are serving for a purpose, that's an easy task, right? It's not hard to put your importance in order. You know that you are serving for a purpose. A purpose is measured.
but it's not your own, right? So another is freedom from pride and arrogance. Now, I was talking about the human condition just a little bit ago, and the human condition is something that brings pride and arrogance. And pride and arrogance are those things that get in the way of the will of God. And sometimes when your ego is offended, you operate in pride and arrogance when someone comes to you with Holy Spirit-led correction. So you have to make sure that when you feel offended by something someone says, that you're not operating in pride, arrogance, and your ego isn't fueled. Because when that happens, then you are out of order, and you just need to realign yourself. That's all. And the Bible defines humility in Proverbs 22, verse 4, as fear of the Lord. Help me understand what that got to do with people's insecurities and their feelings. Where is that, y'all? I'm just loving on you with a little bit of talk and trying to help people who want to progress and not be so bothered and petty in life. Like, understand that the walk is not easy, and it ain't about you. And I said ain't. Yes, I did. But it ain't about you. The walk, it is not about you and your feelings. You have to lay that stuff down and look at the bigger purpose and the role that you play in the bigger purpose. And if someone is operating in their purpose and they say something that offends you, that's not them not being humble. That's them knowing who they are in Christ. Your offense is personal, and that's something that you have to clean up. And he'll get you clean. Trust me. I know. And I feel, and I just want to say this is something that has really been on my heart saying, is I feel as though a great leader has served. It's a about my stories and putting them and using them to build platforms on their trauma stories. And what I'm noticing is that a lot of these people taking the time to serve. That's part of humility. When you have done humility has tested. Once you have to go and disrupt the critics, that's for those of us who are often like try to change because, you know, they see where we're going in the elevation and people want to bring down to where you to continue to go forward because someone needs your confidence. It's people out there who are torn down and brought back down to where they grew from all over the place. And it's important that you continue to operate in your confidence so that they can see it's okay to keep going forward, okay? So that's my little bit of love talk on today. I want to just share a couple of events going on around the Chicagoland area that I think is pretty cool. So the Navy Pier has Explore Emerging Black Artists from Chicago. It's called the Black Makers Market, where they have artists coming in on today and yesterday from 12 to 6. So a few more hours if you can make it over there to Navy Pier. Stop by there and support small businesses. That sounds great. But one of the events that I thought was really cool was Coming to Africa. It's Experience a Taste of Africa, Ghana, Egypt, Nigeria, and South Africa, where they have arts, crafts, performances, face painting, and African cuisine recipes, and more over at the Disabu Black History Museum, 740 East 56th Place in Chicago. It is February 16th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So go ahead and check that out. And for your girl, I have 45 seconds. You can find me this week and last week and probably the following week will be my final week sharing conversations about how fentanyl is impacting our community and what's not being reported and then having a better understanding of exactly what fentanyl is and how it's different from the crack in the crack era and how it needs to be handled in our community and how we need to begin to open up our hearts to drug addiction and drug use and substance use. So anyway, catch me at onepurposemagazine.com for that. I'll holler at you. Peace.